brutal on your body. It's brutal on your emotions. The highs are high and the lows are low, and that's why we love it, because it's so much fun when you do well, and you feel the pain when you don't do well. And today, to fight back the way we did, to show that resilience, it was good to see. But at the end of the day, we lost the game, and that's what matters. But I think our guys fought extremely hard, and you have to give credit to the Cowboys for the way they played. But yeah, it obviously stinks.
They put up 38 points, and they were coming in after 33. I mean, you guys held them for the most part. Just a couple plays, you know, Romo passes that you know, just got away from you guys.
Yeah, I mean, obviously on the one I should have sacked. And I mean, those are the type of things that weigh on you. And that's, like I said, the good plays feel good and the bad plays feel bad. And that one feels bad.
The near sack, I mean, did that feel you were one finger away from pulling them down?
Yeah, and yeah.
When you looked downfield and saw that turned into a touchdown, what are you thinking?
I'm going to tell you, it's not good. It's not good. And it's frustrating, you know, as a player who's supposed to make plays, and I should have made that play, and I didn't. And to see it turn to points, and obviously to see us end up on the losing end of the game, it's something that weighs on you. There's no question about that.
You talked about the physicality, and then you guys have to play again on Thursday night. How are you guys going to turn around?
We'll turn it around, you know. I mean, it's not easy by any means. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Thursday nights aren't exactly ideal for anybody. But we'll turn around. We'll find a way. That's what we do. We're football players. You got to find a way to suck it up, whether you have injuries, whether you have bumps and bruises, whether you have whatever it is. You got to find a way to go out there. And it's nice that it's in our home building. It's good to get in front of our home fans again. And it's a divisional game, so that'll be big.
You guys are obviously building something, you know, with the season. But are you putting yourselves in too much of a hole early? It's just three straight games. And obviously the offense, you know, needs to step as well. But it's three straight games. You guys have had to kind of either crawl back or you haven't had to.
1 week at a time. Yeah. We're just going to take it 1 week at a time. And so this week we got the Indianapolis Colts.
JJ, you talked about the highs and lows. Could you take us through your emotions when Bailey's kick went through and it was over?
That's a low, Mark. That's a low. That's my feelings. That's a pretty big low, bud.
Did they do anything differently than any other team does, you know, matching up against you specifically?
I mean, every team throws the house in the kitchen sink at me, and that's fine. I'm fine with that. It's a challenge that I know that I have to deal with on a weekly basis. That's why it's that much more frustrating when I win clean and miss a sack that turns into a touchdown. So it's part of the game, you know. You have to deal with what they throw at you. And I, like I said, I know that they're going to throw things at me, and I know that I have to handle that challenge every single week. And